from the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department effective February 1st, 2012, for the lease of approximately 1,670 square feet of truck inspection facility space, Building 204, at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park, the former 440th Air Force Reserve Station. At the February County Board meeting, this item was referred back to committee.
Supervisor Washington, also like me to take number eight together. So read number eight.
From the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, effective February 1st, 2012, for the lease of approximately 7,676 square feet of vehicle maintenance shop space, Building 104, and approximately 20 paved parking spaces at the Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park, the former 440th Air Reserve Station. This item was also referred back to committee by the full board at its February meeting.
Mr. Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. After thinking about this for a while, and it's not like we don't have a current location for this equipment, and with the cost and the concerns about budgets at the Sheriff's Department, what I'd like to do is make a motion to refer this item to our county staff to report back on the current situation on where this equipment is located and what it costs to secure that equipment at that location.
We have a motion to refer back. Is this correct? You want to speak on this item?
Yes.
Jersey, like this too.
Supervisor Jersey?
Oh,
Supervisor Dimitri, I'm sorry.
Okay. Was it me before? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On item number eight, if I'm not mistaken, the fiscal note, and perhaps this is for the department, said that the rental revenues would be over $34,000. So that, I'm assuming that's the Sheriff's Department paying the airport under this scenario over $34,000. And I'm sure I can guess, usually I can guess where Supervisor Jersey is going to go sometimes. I might be thinking what she's thinking, but I'm sure many of my colleagues are just wondering if that's correct, you know, where in the 2012 budget was 30, and this is maybe not a question for you, it's probably for someone in the Sheriff's Department, but I'll say it just for those people listening, and that's why I support the referral, Mr. Chairman, is, you know, $34,000, I don't recall seeing that in the 2012 Sheriff's budget, and I, you know, don't want to remind, but I will, that we just saw some major layoffs, obviously, in the Sheriff's Department. And so that's why I support the referral back to staff to find out a little bit more information where this money is coming from and, you know, specifically where it was in the 2012 budget to the tune of this $34,000. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other committee members? Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if the chairman recalls it was my motion that had this layover. And I do think Supervisor Weishaupt and Supervisor Dmitrievich are asking the right questions. Some of the questions I had, just a couple of comments. First of all, the 440th, the old 440th, which is now the MKE Regional Business Park, is supposed to be there for economic development and a business park, not so that we have departments within county government paying rent to the airport to use that space. That was never the intention of this MKE Regional Business Park. But more importantly, we've just lost a lot of deputies. I think all of us feel really bad about laying off those deputies. I know a lot of them live in my district, and I heard from them. I have a household in St. Francis where I have a husband and a wife are both sheriff deputies laid off. I mean, this is just terrible for their families. And, you know, we had such a terrible budget to deal with and $55 million sent down here from the state government. I want to make that very clear. The state government did that to us, not our county executive. But I think there are a lot of questions to be asked here. Supervisor Dimitrievich, Supervisor Weishaupt are actually right on. There's the two contracts together, and I hope we're talking about layover both 7 and 8 together?
Yes.
7 and 8. That's over $35,000 which if we can help the sheriff retain $35,000 in his budget, apparently these vehicles are being parked somewhere. Plus they're asking for 20 parking spaces without any lease payments going to the this regional business park. You know, there are a lot of questions we should be asking on this. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to say that. I fully support the motion to refer this back. Get a lot more information.
Before we have take comments from the audience, Mr. Bates.
Hey. No comments.
No comment?
No.
We have Roy Faber.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, supervisors.
Good morning.
I think everyone hit it on the head. But you know the main reason why I oppose it. We just had 48 deputies laid off. We do have a parking structure at the county fleet where these vehicles are parked. And anytime we can try and save whatever money we can within the sheriff's office to try and bring these people back, I'm going to try and help them see the light so they know where the money is. But I think it's a little foolish to be spending money to relocate vehicles when we have 48 guys there and women there laid off.
All right. Any other comments before we take the motion to refer to staff to do what?
To explain the location and cost of relocating these.
Madam Clerk, do you have that?
Yes.
All right. Anything else on the referral back to County Board staff and Airport staff and Department of the Sheriff? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer back to staff is approved.
With those caveats, does anyone else have any other questions about that? Please get a hold to the clerk so we can make sure we have that for our next meeting in May. We're on the settlement committee so they'll be able to deal with this issue. Item number 9.